Michael was a 12-year-old boy who lived in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. He lived with a small family of three, since his father passed away when he was 7, in his middle school. He was in the cryptozoology group. In fact, he was the leader of said group. He and his 5 friends, Ashley, Ben, Zach, Kaylee, and Joshua, would meet in the science classroom and discuss different cryptids and urban legends. Each week, they would choose another cryptid to discuss, and another member to research it. They quickly flew through the list of cryptids easily, from the owl to the Zanzibar leopard. Eventually, in December, they were at a loss of cryptids to research, until one member learned of another local legend, the Mothman. He told everything that he knew about him, and one by one, this cryptid grew on them. They argued over who should study it, when Michael, being the leader, announced that everybody would do this, as the cryptozoology's final cryptid. He read everything that he could find about the Mothman, and through reading the witness reports, found a possible hideout for it, a nest. Using all of the group's funds, they convinced the principal to give them a field trip to the West Virginia Ordnance Works, an abandoned World War II TNT factory. The bus driver drove 7 miles away from Point Pleasant and told them to come back if anything went wrong, and above all, to stay together. The 6 kids jumped off the bus and slowly walked towards the first building of the Ordnance Works. Along the way, each kid muttered to each other about how the air smelled like smoke and how freezing it was. Michael was the most excited. This was going to be amazing. He daydreamed about walking into the enigmatic-looking building and being startled by Mothman sitting up on a perch, then discovering Mothman was friendly and riding him far away on the breeze. He smiled at the thought, but was interrupted when he saw that he was at the door. He nearly squealed with excitement as he opened the door and held it for his friends to come through. They crept through the doorway with their shoes making a dragging sound against the dirty vinyl floor, and came to a stop once they were all inside. Michael let go and walked forward in silence. Everyone jumped when the door made a loud echoing slam that seemed to go on for hours. The building was dirty inside. Brick walls, broken machines here and there, and one shattered window, which was the only source of light in the dimly lit building. They stood there in silence for a second before Michael broke it by taking a step forward. He looked back at his friends, and they followed his lead and came forward. They walked through the large main room, dragging their feet as they walked. Ashley glanced out the window and saw what looked like a raven or a crow flying away. She sighed, letting a cloud of warm air come out of her mouth, and looked ahead. Michael opened the door for them to go through, atop a set of rusty stairs. Though Joshua insisted that they should go through another door, just underneath. Ashley insisted yet another door, and Zach, fed up with the bickering, suggested they split up into groups. Jack went with Joshua, Ashley went with Ben, and Michael went with Kaylee. They agreed to meet up at the bus if anything went wrong. Michael grabbed the flashlight out of his backpack and turned it on. He nervously smiled at Kaylee and continued on through the door. He opened it and closed it as he entered, which again made an echoing slam. They crept down the hallway, which was pitch black aside from the flashlight. They felt uneasy, as they couldn't see anything 4 feet ahead of them. "So, how are you holding up, Kaylee?"
"Fine. Something's off."
"What do you mean?"
"I mean..."
She was cut off by the sound of another door slam. They quickly spun around and heard slow, scraping steps coming closer. They stared in horror and silence as the steps became louder and louder. 2 dim red lights appeared down the hallway. Kaylee wanted to ask what they were, but her throat seemed to swell shut. The lights grew brighter and bigger as the footsteps came closer, and Michael felt a chill run down his spine. He stepped backwards, nervously. There was one last step, and then they stopped. The 2 huge red lights seemed to glow. Michael's arm twitched as he slowly raised the flashlight towards the red orbs. It shone to reveal a humanoid creature with glossy features. Its feet were scaly and green with long black talons that seemed to dig into the ground. Its shoulders were about 1 foot taller than its head and were tipped with long black wings. And its head, it seemed to be pushed down into its chest. It had huge red eyes, as big as dinner plates with no pupils and no light, yet they seemed to glow. Its mouth appeared to be either missing or covered by feathers. The two children stared at the creature, too scared to move. The creature stood there, motionless and expressionless. Michael attempted to whisper, "Run!" to Kaylee. But all that came out was a loud squeak. Upon hearing this, the creature's eyes seemed to become even brighter, and it let out a horrible, otherworldly screeching noise, which reminded Michael of a scream from a horror film and an ambulance siren mixed into one. It unfolded its wings and charged at Michael. Screamed at Kaylee to run, grabbing her hand and trying to pull her, but Kaylee wouldn't budge. Her face was stuck in an expression of sheer terror, and she was staring the creature in the eyes. Michael tugged and tugged on her arm, but she wouldn't budge. The creature was practically on top of them. Michael sighed, and he let go. He ran down the hall, gasping for breath. He heard a short scream lasting for only a second, and then nothing. The creature's eyes shone through the darkness, and it turned towards him. He screamed and continued to sprint down the hall. Thoughts raced through his head about what might have happened if he was caught, and how he would escape. He looked around, desperate for an exit or a hiding place, but to no avail. He glanced behind him and saw it gaining on him fast. He felt his stomach turn and sweat rolling down his face. He turned forward again and tried to run faster. And as he ran, he saw a door on the side of the hallway. Michael grasped it and slammed through it. He stopped quickly. Locked. He looked to his left. He saw the eyes growing closer and closer. He screamed again, frantically turning the knob back and forth. The door opened. He ran inside and left the door slightly ajar. He backed away behind a table in the room and prayed that it wouldn't find him. He heard the scraping footsteps again. Then heard them slow. He held his hand over his mouth so he couldn't hear him breathing. He was so terrified that tears rolled down his face. Through the blur of his tears, he saw there was a hand mirror in the room. He held it up to see behind him. There it was. He yelped and turned around to see its red eyes gazing down on him as the silent creature leapt over the table. When the field trip had ended, Zach, Ben, Josh, and Ashley met outside in the snow. They asked each other if they'd seen Michael or Kaylee, but no one had. They sighed, puffed out clouds of warm air, and kicked their feet off the ground. They were interrupted by a sudden, ominous, echoing screech. They stopped, sighing, and they turned, looking at the building. The creature flew out through the shattered window. As it flew, it twitched and writhed, and seemed to fall and take flight again as it flew by. One small inky drop landed on Ashley's hand. A drop of blood.